Fancast in 2019. I'm Emma, thanks for listening. Happy New Year, everyone. Certainly hope you had a good Christmas and a great New Year. I spent Christmas down in the Midlands with my family, which was really nice, and I spent New Year in Wales, which was fantastic. But it's good to be back. There's plenty been going on since the winter break. Manchester City Women have certainly been busy since they've got back to it. So we'll catch up on what's been going on later in the podcast. Manchester City Women will be looking to start 2019 how 2018 finished, carrying on that momentum from December. After a relentless scheduling of games, City were able to pick up 4 wins in 4. This strong performance earned manager Nick Cushing manager of the month, it was announced earlier this week. Upon the team returning back to training following the winter break, Georgia Stanway has also been shortlisted for player of the month for December, and she also has been named as one to watch in 2019 by The Guardian. It really was a great month for the team in December. It was also announced in December by the club that Manchester City had terminated the contract of Nadia Nadim, and therefore as of the 1st of January she became a free agent. It has been announced this week officially that Nadia has joined Paris Saint-Germain, PSG, in France. PSG are currently second in the league, in the French Women's League in France. And just above them are obviously Lyon, as you expect, on 40 points. Paris Saint-Germain on 38. So it is a very close title race there as well. So definitely worth keeping an eye on that as well. Nadia did take to Instagram for a little post. It was quite honourable, actually, and quite honest. It said, I quote, "Not gonna lie, really hasn't been my year. Things didn't really go my way. But you know what? It's part of life. Trust me, I'm talking from experience and it's okay because I know I'm going to change it in 2019. It's a shame when sometimes obviously players with the reputations that they do have, obviously it sometimes can precede them, and I'm just hoping now that obviously she can go to PSG and she can get the game time that I think she deserves, and hopefully have a better season and do special things at PSG. As you know, the transfer window is now open for January. There's been little movement, to be honest, by Manchester City, and we're not really expecting anything to happen, but we could all be surprised. So far, the biggest movements in perhaps the WSL so far is that Anne Katrenberger, the goalkeeper for Birmingham City, has left the club but has not disclosed where her new club will be. And Jade Bailey has gone on loan from Chelsea to Reading. If there are any further developments by Manchester City, we will talk about them on the podcast. But if you want to keep up to date with the recent news, make sure you're following us on Twitter at MCWFancast, and we'll tweet out any latest news by the club. This Sunday, we return back to the WSL with our first game of 2019. Manchester City Women are away to Bristol City Women at the Stoke Gifford Stadium. I'm talking to Rich, who's a Bristol City fan, to get his views on the upcoming game on Sunday and to just recap on their season so far. Hi Rich, thanks for joining me on the podcast this week. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Emma.
We're back at it this weekend as Manchester Women travel down to Stoke Gifford to play Bristol. As a Bristol City fan, Rich, how are you feeling about the upcoming fixture at the weekend?
Pretty confident. I mean, we had a good end to the year. We won the last two County Cup games, and we beat Everton away.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a good end to the year, and it was a really good start to the season, to be fair. Considering how things were in the summer, but Tanya's worked wonders with a young squad.
Yeah, currently seventh in the WSL. Are you happy with the team performances so far? I mean, you finished, like you just said there, 2018 with some really good results in December. So you'll be hoping to build on your current form.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's we've defended very well, but now they're starting to play. Play a little bit more attacking, mm-hmm. So the goals are starting to go in now. So there's been a couple of blips along the way. I mean, notably against Arsenal, but yeah, we're pretty confident.
Yeah, you've played some good football this season so far. Who's been your standout kind of players for you this season? I mean, notably in our last game where we met in the WSL, you know, Sophie Bagley, she had a really good game. and Poppy Patterson as well. Obviously, she's coming from City to go to Bristol. She's sort of having quite a good impact on the squad as well. But who for you stood out so far?
Well, obviously, the defence as a whole, the defensive unit has done really well. But also, I think Lucy Graham, who we signed from Hibs, I think she's got about 8 goals already this season.
Yeah, she has.
She's done really well. I mean, I'd never heard of her before, but she's our leading scorer. So yeah, she'd be my standout. But also the youngsters that are coming through. I mean, a couple of them have made their debuts this year. Yeah, so we've got Casey Robinson. She's quite a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Young forward that's coming through, but yeah, there's quite a few of the others that I mean, the girl we got from Ella Rutherford that we got from Millwall.
Yeah, she's scored quite a few goals, hasn't she?
Yeah, she scored a couple. I think she didn't score for a while, but then she scored a couple in the last few games. So, but she's played really well.
I mean, it doesn't seem all that long ago since our last meeting, and perhaps notably one of the most standout games of the season so far, especially for us. I mean, you know, to come back into the match from 2-0 down, Bristol had a really good game and they capitalised on some of our errors, some of our mistakes. We're hoping for much of the same on Sunday.
Yeah, I think we got a bit of a break there with two errors from Karen, wasn't it?
So, yeah.
But I mean, it was an amazing goal by Steph Houghton, though.
Yeah, amazing goal. Yeah,
to get the draw, though, wasn't it? But yeah, I didn't see the game, but yeah, that was a very good result for us.
Yeah. So how would you summarise Bristol's season so far?
Well, I was, you know, really happy. I mean, as I said, what happened in the summer, we had no manager. We lost a lot of players, including Lauren Hempty herself.
Mm-hmm.
And but Tanya's come in and basically rebuilt the side with a lot of young players. And we've got the results got a lot of good results over the course of the season.
So I'm going to get a bit of a prediction off you then for Sunday. What are you expecting and what are you hoping for on Sunday?
Well, if we can defend like we did against Chelsea, well, we played Chelsea at home and we actually got the 0-0. When we weren't, we probably sat back a bit too much. So if we can repeat that, as we've done a few times throughout the season, and then maybe nick one on the break. Yeah, that would be my hope. But I probably think City could probably be a bit too strong for us.
We had a really good end to 2018, like yourself, so we'll be hoping to continue that momentum as well. But it's definitely, regardless of result, it's going to be a great game. You're going along to the game. Unfortunately, I can't make this one, which I'm a bit gutted about. But enjoy Sunday. Good luck.
And thank you very much.
And hopefully we'll chat again soon.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, bye.
Hi, Dave. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Emma.
You have a good one. Are you okay?
Yeah. Good, yeah. Nice Christmas and quite a new year, so ready to start again now, ready to go again and take off for the rest of the season.
Yeah, so we're away on Sunday to Bristol. This is our second visit to the Stoke Gifford Stadium this season. This time it'll be for the WSL rather than the County Cup. What do fans need to know, Dave, for those that are making the trip?
That's right, yeah. It's this Sunday, as you say, Bristol City Women away for the second time this season. As you say there, they play at Stoke Gifford Stadium in Bristol, which is part of the South Gloucestershire and Stroud College campus. Now, for people who need a sat-nav code, I'll give you that first. It's BS34-8LP. That's BS34-8LP. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff. Judging on our previous journeys, we would say give yourself a good 4 hours from the Academy Stadium. If you get a straight run, that should be fine. Give you time for a little stop as well and stretch your legs and what have you. So, you know, it's quite a straightforward journey. It's quite a distant journey, but it's quite a straightforward. Main road's pretty much all the way. Parking at the ground is on the site of the actual college campus itself. So obviously, with it being a Sunday, there should be plenty of space to park, but it is a paying display thing. So please don't forget to put your ticket, go and pay and put a ticket in your car, so you will get a ticket waiting for you when you get back. It says it's limited parking, but like I say, with it being a Sunday, there should be more parking than this. It was midweek. However, well, I would advise an early arrival. If you get there and there isn't any parking, there is an alternative parking, which is for free, at the Aviva Centre, which is about a 5-10 minute walk away. And the SatNav code for that is DS348SW. And I know some City fans have parked there in the past because, as I say, that's free parking and it's literally only a 5-10 minute walk away. But if you arrive early enough, I would imagine you'll get on the main one. Tickets for the game itself are available online through Bristol or on the day. Now, as you get to the ground, you'll see there's only one entrance into the stadium. It's sort of like a running track style stadium, athletics stadium. You'll see there's one entrance in, and at the entrance is like a wooden hooked shed. That's where they sell the tickets for on the day sale, and you also pick up your match day programmes there as well. Then you go in through the turnstiles into the main bowl of the arena. I think they're around £8 on the day. I think they may be £7 online and £8 on the day, going from memory of last time. The ground itself inside this stadium, it's like a running track stadium. So it has like small stands with seats in it around the ground, which they tend to move around. They're like portable ones on wheels. So obviously you can it's unreserved seating. You can sit anywhere. We usually commandeer one of them and all City fans sit together. And obviously there's also standing available right way around the ground on the running track, which surrounds the whole pitch. So they're a nice friendly bunch down there, and they got on very well with them. We've got quite a few of them. We interact with a few of them on Twitter and what have you. So they're a friendly club, and it should be a good day out for everyone that goes. Like I say, you get program on your way in. There's food bars and the pizza van and a burger van, which are within sight of the pitch. So rather than all queuing up at half time, you could queue up maybe, you know, leading into half time and still keep your eye on the game.
Yeah.
It's always helpful.
Burgers and pizzas, perhaps not good if you're starting a diet for 2019.
Well, probably not, no. It could be a cold afternoon and you want that bother or that,
yeah,
that
yeah.
coffee. You know what I mean? So, you know, you get towards half time, you start to freeze up a bit.
yeah. So, obviously, like I said, this is our second time away to Bristol this season. The last time we met them in the WSL, obviously, was that enthralling game where we drew 2-2, where we come back from 2-0 down. What are you expecting from this game?
Well, I think, obviously, like last time, we played them twice in a week, didn't we? We beat them 3-0 in the cup away. And then, obviously, we found ourselves 2-0 down in the home game, as you say, 2-2-all. Bristol played very well in that game. So it's not easy. None of these games are easy, but I think we need to now push on from our excellent form that we showed just before Christmas by beating Arsenal and Birmingham. I think those two were two very big games, which obviously we won them both.
Yeah.
But we need to push that advantage home now and carry on winning. I know Chelsea and Arsenal play each other soon as well, don't they? So,
yes.
You know, if we can keep winning and just keep the pressure on at the top, you know, so I think it'll be a tough game Sunday, but I'll go for a 3-1 to City victory, which I'll be more than happy with.
Yeah. Do you feel as though, I mean, we've worked really hard to get in this position that we're in now, but do you feel as though every game is a must-win game from City here on in?
Well, it's hard to say because it's still quite a long way to go, but yeah, I mean, it wouldn't do any harm. We are the only unbeaten team since we beat Arsenal.
Yeah.
A couple of home draws where we feel like we've dropped 2 points rather than gained the point, obviously, but unbeaten would certainly be good. So yeah, I would say go into every game, you know, as the favourite to win it and win the game, get the points on the board and see where that takes us. So we're not due to play Arsenal again, for instance, until the very last game, are we?
No.
So, I think we've got Chelsea at home in February. Those are the two teams that I would definitely say that are main title rivals now, Chelsea and Arsenal. So keep winning, see where it takes us when we meet Chelsea in February. And the same philosophy on to the end of the season and see where, you know, going into that last game at Arsenal, you never know, it could be a shootout for the title, couldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was announced earlier today as well. I mean, Nick Cushing was announced the manager of the month for December. And Georgia Stanway in contention for Player of the Month. I mean, it really does obviously show that last month was quite special for the club, and certainly getting that momentum.
We did have a very good December, didn't we? When you consider that Arsenal, how well Arsenal have played and how many goals they'd scored, you know, they were winning quite heavily. And don't forget, they went to Chelsea and won 5-0. You know, for us to beat them in the way we did, and the game plan that we had to execute, and we played so well that day.
Yeah.
And then to follow it up with Birmingham as well, who were no mean team on the, you know.
No, I on the day, I would have I think it would be fair to say that the Birmingham game was harder than the Arsenal game.
Yeah. Well, it always is. It's never an easy game, Birmingham. Never.
No.
The only time I can ever remember us putting any distance between us and Birmingham was in the cup final at Wembley that time, when you maybe the occasion got to them that day, maybe. Every other time we've ever had with Birmingham, whether they've won or we've won, it's been very close.
Yeah.
So it's never an easy game. I'm quite glad to have Birmingham out of the way. We've played Birmingham twice now.
Yeah.
And we've managed to get 6 points out of them, which I'm not sure every team will do. So I'm quite happy with that. So it was an exceptional December, and I think Nick deserved that award.
Yeah. I think we were saying the other week on Twitter, I think it would be good if we could perhaps not meet Birmingham again this season at some point or some stage in any competition.
Yeah. Well, certainly the team on the day, Birmingham, can definitely beat any team in that league. They did it to us last year. They beat us 2-0 in the league at their place last year. And then they were outstanding that night. You know, we didn't get near them on a lot of areas of the pitch, and they deserved to beat us. And they're certainly capable of that.
Yeah.
Reading are another team you could throw into that, where on the day they're as good, you know, they can beat other teams in that league, even the top teams, ourselves included. So hopefully they could do us a favour somewhere along the way and maybe pick up points off Arsenal, Chelsea.
Yeah, it looks as though Ellen White might be due back anytime soon. Looks like she's been, she's said on Twitter today that she might be ready to come back soon. So that could be quite interesting to add to the mix for the rest of the season.
Very good player in the style that she plays. If that's the style you want to play with, the sort of centre forward that she is, she's probably the best around at what she does.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens on Sunday. Hopefully we'll come away with the full 3 points.
Again, I'm available on Twitter on the MCWSC_OSC Twitter handle. If anyone wants any information about Sunday, I'll certainly, if I can help them, I will do. I'd like to say a safe trip to everyone that's going. Come back with those 3 points, and let's move on. It's West Ham next week, isn't it?
Yes, it is next week.
We've got Brighton in the cup, haven't we? And then it's West Ham. So I'll probably speak to you again next week, and we'll have a look at the West Ham trip.
Yep, definitely.
Which is a new ground for us all.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, it should be a good one.
Might have one of their cheeky little ales that their beers that they're selling at half time. Looks quite interesting.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'll come to the bar with you.
We'll have one. All right, Dave, thanks for that.
Take care. Speak
to you soon.
See you next week.
Bye. We asked you for your predictions for this Sunday's game against Bristol, and a few of you have been in touch with us on Twitter, so thank you for sending your predictions. Camilla has gone with 3-0, Stanway and Paris to score a brace. Alex Brown has gone with 2-0, with Stanway and Nikita Paris getting the goals. Without football, life is boring. A close 2-1 win for City, with Stanway to get the double. And finally, Jude is saying 3-0 to City. Bristol could be a tough game, but going to be confident. Birthday screamer for Georgia Stanway, Nikita Paris and Caroline Weir getting on the score sheet. Jude has also sent in a tip that maybe we should have included in Dave's away days, but she's encouraging everyone to try the pizza van at Bristol City. So let us know if you have a slice. And that's it for this week's episode of MCW Fancast. Hope you've enjoyed it. It's great to be back. If you're making the trip to Bristol, have a safe journey. And we'll be back on Friday as we recap on the weekend's game and the midweek game against Brighton and Hove at the Academy Stadium on Thursday night. Have a great week.